Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Pittman strikes again. This is FFT in 5. What's up, everybody? How's your Monday evening going? Or your Tuesday morning? Adam Azer and Dan Schneier here to talk waivers and a little bit of Michael Pittman, a little bit of Steelers-Colts to start the show. In fact, that's what we're going to kick it off with here. The Steelers get the road win on Monday Night Football. I guess it was a fairly exciting finish. 24-17 wasn't the most glamorous game. The quarterback scored about 11 fantasy points in 6 points per passing touchdown leagues. And Najee Harris left with an injury. We're going to talk about that. Dan, but who's the biggest winner coming out of this Pittsburgh Colts game?
I would have to say, Benny Snell. Because Benny Snell now took over as kind of that lead down, like early thumper back for the Steelers. I know they mix in McFarland. He got the first touch, but Snell was the one with the touchdown. Snell got the red zone touch, and he just looked better, in my opinion, out there. And this injury for Najee Harris, an abdomen injury, some people are, you know, it's early. You got the Twitter doctor suggesting it'll be like a 1 to 2 week injury. But even if he just misses one game, Snell could be definitely worth using as a flex play.
He could be. He has nine games in his career with double-digit carries. He has scored 9.9 or more PPR fantasy points in 7 of those 9 games, 12.3 or more in 5 of those 9 games. But usually it's not, you know, it's not 11, 12. It's 16 or more carries in 8 of those 9 games. So that's, you know, you get a lot of carries from the Steelers running backs. The question is not just Najee Harris, it's also Jaylen Warren. Is Jaylen Warren going to be back for week 13 against the Falcons team? Listen to this. The Falcons have given up now 17 or more PPR fantasy points to a running back in 6 straight games. So this is making the waiver wire a lot more interesting. Let's put it that way. How about a loser from this game?
I mean, there's a lot of losers in a game like this one, but I'm going to go with Diontae Johnson. Early on, it looked like they were trying to get him involved, and then that just disappeared. The Steelers' pass offense is just an absolute disaster. You have two unbelievable receivers running routes every single play. One who creates separation with ease, Diontae Johnson. The other who can make any catch. You put a ball anywhere near him and George Pickens. And they can't generate any kind of offense in the pass game, any kind of consistency in the pass game. So I'm just going to go at this point. I couldn't imagine starting him.
Yeah, it's, you know, Pickett, he's moving well. He moves around in the pocket well. He's scrambling. He gives you some rushing production, over 30 rushing yards, but just too many inaccurate throws. I mean, Pickens was wide open in the end zone. Diontae Johnson also dropped a touchdown. He probably should have had that. So this could have been
a tough catch.
This could have been another good game for him, if not for the almost touchdowns, but he's not the most accurate passer yet, so that's definitely going to be a factor here. Paris Campbell's got to be a loser, too. Again,
true.
3 targets in this game, 2 catches, was targeted on the last play of the game other than the kneel downs. So that's 2 kind of disappointing games in a row. He got you 11.7 fantasy points last week, 5 for 67 on 6 targets, but that's 9 targets in 2 games. I don't think he's a flat-out drop, but he's not a high upside play, even though he scored those 3 touchdowns earlier, one in each game with Matt Ryan.
Does the state of tight end position give you any kind of interest in Jelani Woods? No.
No, you're a no on that too, right? He had more yards today, Jelani Woods, than he did all season long going into the game. I have to say no on that. All right, that brings us to the waiver wire. So who are the top priorities for you?
Well, we talked about him earlier, but Zay Jones is someone who has been cut in some leagues, and his roster percentage isn't super high, so he's going to be the top target for me. I talked about on Monday's show how I loved his tape, and I loved how they're using him in more of a downfield role now. His A-dot rows, they kind of scaled back the A-dot for Christian Kirk. Maybe there's a flipping of those roles coming out of the bye week, so he's top of my list. other than him, it's a very kind of scarce list. I'm actually interested in Mike White, especially in super flex and two QB leagues. I know you kind of poo-pooed that earlier, yeah. but I think you meant more for one QB leagues, correct?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he's going to have to throw the ball down.
Easy schedule.
He has a great schedule. I mean, Minnesota's so bad against quarterbacks. And then Buffalo's been struggling a bit, and then Detroit after that. Let's see if he can keep the job. I would also be interested in Jordan Love because the Bears are, I mean, look at this. The last five quarterbacks to face the Bears have had a passer rating over 100. Four of them have had a passer rating of 113 or six or better. They are awful. So Jordan Love, if he's the starter this week, he's not bad. Jared Goff's not bad this week against Jacksonville.
Eli Moore.
Elijah Moore?
Yes.
He barely played.
I know, but he looked good in that downfield. I think good things are to come for Elijah Moore.
Yeah.
Stash him.
I think it's a pretty interesting week at running back, honestly, because you got Kyren Williams who has a passing downs role and his next two opponents give up the most.
I'll give a no there.
I agree. He's kind of a no, but his next two opponents allow the most receiving yards per game to running back. So number one and number two.
Football.
Yeah, it's not a huge yes. Jordan Mason's interesting because McCaffrey, he's not going to practice much this week. I can't tell you for a fact that he's going to play. Mitchell's on IR, so Mason's interesting. Then, of course, you have Benny
Zonovan
Snell.
Knight.
You got Zonovan Knight, Bam Knight against the Vikings. we don't know about Michael Carter. It's a low ankle sprain for him. I have a lot to say about that. You can hear it on the full-length waiver wire show. Other wide receivers to look at. DeAndre Carter, if Mike Williams is out, you know, DeAndre Carter was playing out wide each of the last two games with Keenan Allen. He's playing a lot. So they got the Raiders this week. He's interesting. Love your Zay Jones take. Treylon Burks is still available in 38% of leagues. I know you jump on that. Let me ask you about tight ends. Any interest in Evan Ingram? I mean, he's been so uninvolved the last couple weeks, but he gets the Lions this week.
Yeah, if you're desperate for him, it's a matchup play if you desperately need a tight end, but not too much long-term interest there.
All right. Hopefully you can get Njoku. He's available in shallower leagues. And DSTs, there are some good ones. Love the Seahawks this week to bounce back against the Rams. The Steelers are at Atlanta. And those are the main two ones that I'd be looking at. I think the Packers at the Bears, that's obviously depending on the health of Justin Fields. All right. Thanks, Schneier. How'd I do?
You did great.
Thank you. Hopefully Chris will be back sooner rather than later. We miss him. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. Good luck on the waiver wire. We'll talk to you on Fantasy Football Today and 5 tomorrow.